Matt Bingston is performing Sunday afternoon at Fowler Hall, a wonderful concert that includes a world premiere of Alan McCullough's Piano Sonata No. 2. Welcome, Matt. We're looking forward to your performance.
Thanks so much. I'm looking forward as well.
How is it to put together a program like this? Because there's some wonderful French music, some Albanian, William Bolcom, and a world premiere. Is that exciting to premiere new work with the composer around?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's always one of the most interesting, the most exciting and dynamic things that you get to do as a performer, is to work with a composer and find out what they wanted in the piece. And it's like to think it's exciting for them, too, because what exists in their imagination and then turns into black dots on the page then comes to life in front of the audience.
And tell us the story. How did this second piano sonata come about?
Alan had written to me saying that he wanted to write a sonata tetraptych. That's a group of four. A triptych would be a group of three. So he wanted to write a group of four piano sonatas that all go together as one unified whole. At first, this was going to be the first movement of the piece, and I got an email attachment with 10 or 12 pages of music that were very complex, virtuosic, and difficult, and clearly on a very, very broad scale. What I had imagined was going to be just one movement of a four-movement sonata. I couldn't imagine what a huge piece of music this was going to be. So in the gestation of this work, Alan decided to turn this into a single one-movement sonata, which I think was a really good idea. And it will still set up music which, as I understand, remains to be composed, but it works definitely as its own piece.
You're pairing it with some impressionistic music and some other American music. Is it nice to sort of put things that are similar, different? How do you come up with a piano program these days?
On this particular program, Alan and I were talking about it, and he said he's quite fond of Le Tombeau de Couperin, which I just played here at the University of Michigan on my recital here. And I also just played a recital of Spanish music because we've had a festival of Spanish music.
You're at Michigan, and of course, William Bolcom was such a mainstay there and has now retired. These new etudes, are these pieces that are not only just lovely to practice, but are really for the concert stage?
Oh, absolutely. These etudes, there's a nice story behind this as well, which is that in 2011 was the 200th anniversary of the birth of Franz Liszt. And every year there's a meeting of the American Liszt Society. And the director of that festival was a friend of mine, and he called the festival based on Liszt and the future, because Liszt was always interested in looking towards the future in his compositions. And so one place that led was in the future of the piano etude, obviously virtuosity. And so William Bolcom was the guest composer that year. And there are these 12 etudes called New Etudes that won the Pulitzer Prize for Music in 1988. So now I have the first eight etudes in my repertoire, although ironically the first two that I played, the three and four, I don't have in my active repertoire. And I just happened to get this job here at the University of Michigan where he taught since 1974. And I had a chance to play it for him a couple weeks ago, and he was just terrific. It was really fun to listen to him talk about what was going on with him at that time and, you know, kind of the style of those pieces. I just had a nice time visiting with him, and I programmed these pieces on my recital here, and he came, and he gave me a couple of scores of other pieces of his that he wanted me to look at, so maybe that's for the future.
We're speaking with Matt Bingston, who performs Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at Stewart Center in Fowler Hall. I noted on your website some diverse interests, everything from mathematics and chess to some incredible videos and work that you've done with harpsichord, forte piano, and your piano recordings. I mean, that's pretty diverse, and they're all a little different. How is it to sort of be an active performer on three very similar but yet very different instruments?
It's very refreshing. Part of my position here actually is to teach forte piano. I'm actually co-organizing a summer festival for any listeners who might be interested. It's called the University of Michigan Early Keyboard Institute, and that begins on June 3rd. And it's intended for advanced level, you know, could be pianists, organists, any keyboard players, to have a week devoted to instruction in forte piano and harpsichord. So anybody can apply, any pianist can apply to it. Just submit a movement of a classical sonata, We'll have a week of focused interpretation and learning the skills of playing earlier piano. I'm very fortunate to have a position here where, you know, one time I can talk about Ravel. I remember one day I was teaching Boulez piano sonatas, and then an hour later I was down teaching Mozart on the forte piano. And I like variety. I like hearing lots of different kinds of music played in different ways. Yeah, I really have the full kaleidoscope of possibilities. Very fortunate.
Yeah, and sort of following in the footsteps of your teacher, Robert Levin, who plays, you know, the heck out of modern music, and yet at the same time we have all these, you know, fabulous recordings of him playing forte piano.
It's a funny thing that the people who do the early music and the new music, you think of them as opposites, but they often end up being the same people.
Well, we're looking forward to this program. It's a stunner. Ravel, Albanith, a world premiere, and some etudes by Bill Bolcom. Matt, thanks so much for talking to us, and we look forward to so much more. Where can folks find out more about your recordings and about your performances?
All that information is on my website, which is www.mattbengtson.com, MattBengtson.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to your recital Sunday afternoon. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John. Nice talking to you.